想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're getting rid of John, and so He Yang is joining me because we're talking about fashion.
Oh yeah, finally we got rid of John, and it's going to be sort of a girl's topic today, but I'm sure some guys are going to be interested just to become more fashionable and be the man in front of your girlfriend.
Yeah, we are talking about party-appropriate looks. And by party, I mean office party, so your company's annual party, 年会。
Right, so I think it really depends on the atmosphere of the party, or maybe there could be a dress code. I think there's a range of things that you can choose from, obviously. It could be from a tea or cocktail dress, the evening gowns, and maybe some other choices that you might not have thought of.
Tea or cocktail dress is always the safest choice, but I'm going to talk about the safest of the safest, the LBD.
The little black dress.
对，最经典的小黑裙。那既然是小黑裙呢，颜色上没有什么讲究了，我们会给大家介绍几种不同的样子。One of the styles that I like is a bandage dress because...
Ooh, it sounds really wrong.
No, it doesn't.
So, 小花, what is it then?
It basically is a dress that wraps very tightly across your body, and there are bandage tones or bandage elements. So, it does look like a wrap of bandage around your body, but it's actually just a tight-fitting dress.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose if you're very confident with your figure...and you want to show off your curves, then that sounds like a pretty good idea. And also, isn't it kind of elastic? So, 有弹性的、所以可以让你的那个身材就是绷得恰到好处。
That's right. 基本上绷带裙还是会挺显身材的。So I think even a girl with a curvy figure can try a bandage dress, I would say. Another kind of dress I like is a peplum dress. Basically, a peplum is a wide ruffle of fabric that...It's sewn to the waist area of a dress. 荷叶摆的裙子就是说腰部有荷叶边装饰的。By the way, it also covers up your love handles.
Well, I think that is something that's quite important for some girls. And I have to say, this style is very tender to me, I think. And it suits lovely women a lot, but maybe not with that much character.
对，荷叶摆裙肯定是甜美的象征啦。所以呢，如果自己很想穿出很酷的风格就不要选择这个 peplum dress 了。
So it's not really my style then.
I would say so. And there are numerous other styles of LBDs, but I would say, in my point of view, try to avoid a strapless dress in a party, because for Asian people...
Uh-oh, generalization on the way.
Yeah,
I suppose, let's just say that unless you really want to show off advantage of you,then don't put it out there. So、
yeah.
sometimes less is more. So don't show off too many advantages, so to speak, of you. And maybe if you have beautiful legs and show off the legs, and maybe if you have a great figure of your upper body, then maybe you show off a little bit flesh there, but cover the rest of you up. You don't want to look cheap. So just, you know, one emphasis.On the whole outfit should be good.
Yeah, I think you put it very well there. 无肩带裙我个人是不建议很多对于自己的上身不太自信的亚洲女性去尝试。But I think a slightly better choice may be a bustier dress. 这种束身衣风格的紧身裙 because bustier means 束身衣 because what a bustier does is that it accentuates the chest area while it doesn't make it look too pompous.Still, I would say you gotta be really confident to try either a strapless dress or a bustier dress.
Yes, I have to say a strapless dress is really picky when it comes to body shapes. You need to have a closer look at yourself and see what are your strong points and the weaker points, and show off one will be good.
I think that's totally right.
Okay, well, that being said, I have a special recommendation for our lovely listeners, because when you are in the crowd and you see all the other girls wearing beautiful dresses and just showing off their feminine qualities, if you appear in a classic tuxedo suit for women, then you would totally stand out, because... You're wearing something that was originally introduced by Yves Saint Laurent in 1966, and it is a suit that is made for women. Originally, tuxedos were only for gentlemen. So it's such a fashion choice that's so empowering for women. And you can add some feminine points to a suit that could include wearing a nice white low neck blouse underneath, and maybe wear a necklace underneath, and maybe do a little ribbon at the neckline, and wear drapey long trousers. And I think that would be a secret weapon that would make you stand out.
I think that's great advice. 女性的裤装套装是在小礼服裙之外的非常好的选择。然后像贺阳说的这样，如果你不愿意让自己显得太 man 或者是太正式的话，就可以加上很多女性的元素在里面， and that will make you stand out.
And that would totally be the outfit that I would want to wear to the end of the year party. We might not have the money to get a Yves Saint Laurent Le Smoking suit, but there are so many variations out there that you can probably pick out, and that's probably what I'm going to do tonight.
Ooh, all right, and that's all we have for this week's Word of the Week.